Hey everybody, Pastor Matt, and we are once again lining up for prayer, and we're doing it still digitally, and we trust that we are closer to the time when we will be able to once again pray together in person. But as I have said week after week after week, since we are one in Jesus, and since we are praying as we worship in spirit and in truth, we're one, and He's made us so. He's also given us a task as His church on earth at this time, and a good portion of that task is, in fact, praying. In fact, anything that we're going to be doing, whether it is worship or anything between worship and missions on the far-flung fields of the earth, or anything in between, had better be built, in my opinion, humble opinion, on the bedrock of prayer and an ongoing active prayer life in any individual Christian, certainly in the life of Neely's Creek Church. So I am more than grateful that we have this prayer ministry. I'm more than grateful that it has not been interrupted by this pandemic, nor could it be. As long as we have breath, we are to praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6, and other verses in that psalm. But as long as we are given breath, it is also appropriate that we praise the Lord in and through our prayers, including with those prayers, our needs and our wants, etc. So here's the thing. As we line up to pray together tonight, I would like us to spend some time in God's Word. So I'm going to bring us to that potent chapter in Romans, chapter 8. And when I say I'm going to bring us there, there is also a reading that I would like to do on sharing with you from the autobiography of George Mueller, and a portion of Romans chapter 8 will feature there as well. So we'll get a double dose. So if you have your Bible, that is great. I have the autobiography with me, and I'll put it forward. We're using my little voice here just in a minute or two. Lastly, there is a prayer guide that is on the website. There should be a link right there, and you ought to be able to download it without too much difficulty. Hopefully then you have that before you when it comes time to pray, whether it's on a screen or you've printed it out, and it's on a piece of paper there. There are a few blanks if you have printed it out, or if you haven't, and the blanks are intentional. There are things that you need to fill in, or we would hope that you would fill in as we pray here together tonight, and with whom it is that you're praying, specifically for non-believers. And that's going to be pertinent in the reading that we hear from George Mueller tonight, and also just other requests. So the prayer guide we'll talk about maybe at the end. It should be pretty self-explanatory, but I would sure like us to go together now to God's Word. So if you have that Bible of yours, and if you've opened it to Romans already, chapter 8, I'd like to start us at verse 26. And before I do that, this is a potent chapter and a very potent piece of this chapter. And as it is God's Word, it's inspired, it's God-breathed, it's useful. But sometimes in my experience, I have found that a portion of this passage, which we're about to read, is or can be misapplied. So I would not attempt or anticipate doing that here together this evening with you. And then hopefully if we are rightly attending to God's Word and it to us by His Spirit, nor would we misapply this elsewhere at other times and in other circumstances. But I think it is not wrong for God's people and for people in general to desire peace, and where there isn't peace, to pray for it. And so as we are entering into an election season, as we are making our way through a pandemic, it seems that one of the things that is quite absent on the world stage is peace. And therefore our prayers ought to be quite fervent and contain those prayers for peace. And I'd like us to know that we are accompanied as we pray. And it's not just me. God's made it very clear in His Word that we are accompanied when we pray, and that by none other than the Holy Spirit. So may we take comfort in that and be reminded of that as we hear now these words from Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 26, and I'm reading from the ESV. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Oh, brothers and sisters, knowing that we are praying in this name and that the power of this name is operating upon us in such manner that we are being conformed into the image of the Son of God, and that even in his word he uses the past tense, glorified. That's who we are. That's who he has entrusted with the ministry on earth this time. That's whose prayers he's inclining his ears to hear from tonight. That is exhilarating. That is exciting. And the world going as it will and as it probably could be predicted to go isn't going to unsettle us such that we lose faith or lose heart or certainly lose the capacity or capability of praying. Rather, may it be intensified and may we know who we are in Jesus' name that are praying. Now, I'm going to turn now to page 155 in the copy that I have of the autobiography of George Mueller. And with this certainty that we are not only continuing to pray and called to do so, but also accompanied by the Holy Spirit as we pray in Jesus' name, we have comfort upon comfort here. We have here, even in the action, the activity of prayer, the peace that does pass understanding. That is God's presence with his people. That is his promises kept. So, referring back to those blanks I mentioned in the prayer guide, specifically the ones that have to do with the unsaved, we would seek comfort there. We desperately pray for those who are unsaved to become saved, and we are very aware of our inability to do anything there beyond pray and present the gospel. This is the arena of the heart. This is God's arena. And so it is even with these fervent prayers that we really do leave with God for him to do as he sees fit, knowing that he is good and working all things for good. I think it does us well to hear from George Mueller, who has gone before us in prayer, who has gone before us in faith, who has gone before us to heaven. Why don't you listen to this for just a moment? Mr. Mueller says, "My faith is the same faith which is found in every believer. It has been increasing little by little for the last 26 years. Many times when I could have gone insane from worry, I was in peace, because my soul believed the truth of that promise. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Romans 8:28. "When my brother and my dear father died, I had no evidence that they were saved. But I dare not say that they are lost, for I do not know. My soul was perfectly at peace under this trial, which is one of the greatest a believer can experience. I laid hold of that promise, 'Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?' Genesis 18:25. This word, together with the whole character of God, as he has revealed himself in his holy word, settled all questionings. I believed that what he has said concerning himself, and have been at peace ever since concerning this matter. When sometimes all has appeared to be dark in my ministry, I could have been overwhelmed in grief and despair. At such times, I was encouraged in God by faith on his almighty power, his unchangeable love, and his infinite wisdom. I said to myself, 'God is able and willing to deliver me. It is written that he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also give us all things?' Romans 8:32. This promise kept my soul in peace." Not pieces, brothers and sisters. Peace, P-E-A-C-E. And if you are one who has been through the throes of worry or even abject panic, disquiet, remember the promises of God. Hear his word. Know that we are called to a purpose. That purpose is good, and it is being worked out even in this moment and even in us. Be assured of that. So now with the prayer task before us, let us together set ourselves to it, knowing that we are equipped with not only our prayer guide, not only these promises in God's word, not only with the knowledge that we are shoulder to shoulder in prayer, but the eternal truth that God is here and now working through us and for us and only and ever working good. What a privilege to be able to participate in his work. Christians, let us pray.